Watching the river roll by. Watching the river roll by. In the watching the river roll by. Watching the river roll by. Watching the river roll by. Now he was an old school teacher. Lived all alone, never got married, never really living in a house that he grew up in, yeah. She was his next door neighbor, and they'd played together when they were kids, and she lived in the house next door, and they'd known each other since they was about 4 or 5. They're watching the river roll by. Watching the river roll by. Watching the river roll by in the evening. There's a watching the river roll by. Watching the river roll by. Watching the river roll by in the evening. Child that lived in a little town up on the Ohio River called Clarington, Ohio. Except back in them days they called it Sunfish. It's a better name than us. You like Sunfish? Yeah, Mike likes Sunfish better. Yeah. That worked. Yeah. So the long, hot summer nights would come along. They'd get together. She'd either go to his house or he'd go to hers. And they'd sit on the porch side by side, completely naked. But they never ever touched a hand to anybody. She'd sit over on her side of the porch in the big rocking chair, and he'd be over on his side of the porch in his big rocking chair, and every once in a while she'd say, "There went the Liberty down the bound." He'd say, "Yeah." See, his daddy'd been a captain on them all them old boats, and he knew them all by name because he'd growed up on them. And they was watching the river roll by, watching the river roll by, watching the river roll by in the evening. Watching the river roll by, watching the river roll by in the evening. Now sometimes late in the evening, she'd come over to his house. Maybe sometimes all she'd have on would be her bathrobe. And she'd get over in the darkness because she's real self-conscious. She didn't want him to see him. He didn't want her to see him either. But they was so hot. And then this back in the 1920s, didn't have no air conditioning. Didn't even have a fan blowing across a big cube of ice. Just had to make the best it could of the fresh river breezes and just watching the river roll by. Watching the river roll by. Watching the river roll by in the evening. Watching the river roll by. Watching the river roll by. They were both school teachers, and they both taught at the same school, but of course the students never realized what risque thing they was doing in the long summer evenings. Kept cool, yeah. And they didn't do it in the dead of summer, and they didn't do it in the dead of winter either, for obvious reasons. Because I didn't want to get bit. And I didn't want to freeze them things off. What are the things called, Bob? I can't ever remember. Oh, well, that's all right. No. Oh, noogies.
This is from here. noogies.
Is that where noogies are?
Well,
see, I'm a big part of the country. I don't understand noogies. I
thought
I knew. No, I sure don't understand. Just understand, watching the river roll by. Watching the river roll by. Watching the river roll by. Got your clothes on, big boy. Yeah. I think it's great what you've done so far. Give him a great big hand. Watching the river roll by. Sing that with me and we'll shut up and listen to you sing.
Watching the river roll by. Watching the river roll by.
Oh yeah. And sing it again.
Watching the river roll by. Watching the river roll by.
Yeah.
Watching the river roll by.
Now sing it in harmony.
Watching the river roll by. Watching the river roll by.
The best I ever heard back there again. It's all big again, Bob. Big one on that thing right there. Larry Perkins on the bass. Yeah, buddy. It's called a doink.
Watching the river roll by, watching the river roll by in the evening.
Hey, back there.
Watching the river roll by, watching the river roll by, watching the river roll by in the evening.
One more time, beginning.
Watching the river roll by, watching the river roll by, watching the river roll by in the evening. Watching the river roll by in the evening.
Here we go. They say that if you change the hairstyle, stop the freight train. Yeah. I want Mike to come up here. Well, he's already up here. I want him to play you a manly tune that he wrote that I really like, called Pretty Red Lips. It's in the key of A, and I'm sitting here talking for a few minutes while everybody gets some tape folks on. And he wrote this about his pretty wife, who had not only has red hair, but also has red lips. And his beautiful daughter.
She has red hair.
Yes, she does. Without further ado, there's Michael Compton in this magic mandolin right here.
The magic mandolin.